subject is beautiful feet. Well, we're in the summer months. This is sandal season, you know. We wouldn't want our feet to look gross, would we? But really, what makes our feet beautiful? What does the Bible say? Isaiah 52, verse 7. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. Does this sound familiar? How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Praise the Lord. God says this of those who bring good news. We know what the good news is. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he's come, that he has accomplished salvation for mankind, and it is available to whosoever will to accept his finished work on Calvary. And that brings peace with God. Our sins separated us from God. But praise the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, he's paid for it. And we now belong to him. We belong to God. I'm not going to turn there, but in 1 John 3:2, it says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, born again. Praise God forever. Oh, how we should love to proclaim the good news. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And God's gift to mankind is his Son. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the good news. This truth can never grow old. We sing a song in our hymnal. They tell me the story of Jesus is old. Yes, this truth can never grow old. Never grow old. Let's turn to Psalms 40. Psalms 40. Psalms 40. I want to begin with verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. He's not only brought us out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, but he has set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. He has established our goings. We have a sure spiritual foundation. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Are we singing out his praise? Well, we were tonight, weren't we? We had the following verses of that one that I had to sing that first verse again. It told the story. It told the good news. And every time we share the good news with those that are around us, we are singing out his praise. Praise the Lord. Many shall see or shall hear it and shall trust in the Lord. Well, we have a wonderful example in the New Testament of our Apostle Paul. He had beautiful feet. Let's turn to Acts, the 20th chapter. Acts 20. Acts 20. Verse 24, this is the Apostle Paul. He says, you know, the Holy Ghost had witnessed to him that bonds and afflictions were awaiting him. But in verse 24, he says, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He was determined to finish his course with joy by faithfully testifying of the gospel of grace. And he certainly is an example unto us to continue on and to not let down. As I spoke Sunday morning, hold fast, Revelation 3:11. And in 2 Timothy 3:14, I think I read that Sunday morning. It says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. In Ephesians 6, starting with the 11th verse, we are admonished to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's turn to Ephesians 6. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And I already quoted verse 11, so we'll go on to verse 12. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Yes, what about the feet? Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's speaking of our walk. Our feet, they should be fittingly shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Are we prepared to do so? Are we prepared to go with God's message of peace? Question mark. Something for us to think about. Praise the Lord. Gordon referred to the two runners of the Old Testament, that they were to run with a message to tell the king the news of the battle. And one man, he outran the other. He arrived first, but he didn't know what the message was. He hadn't made ready the tidings, and he was not prepared. Well, we read right here in that 14th verse, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." So it tells us to have our loins girt about with truth. Our innermost being, have this girdle of the truth. And what do we read? "Study to show thyself approved unto God." That's, and in 2 Timothy 2:15, let's read there. 2 Timothy 2:15. Paul, Apostle Paul, speaking to Timothy here, he says that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. This is the preparation that we need for a useful walk. The gospel with shoes, I'm sure you've heard that saying before. The gospel with shoes, walking according to the profession of our faith, that we may bring glory to us? No, that we might bring glory to God. And back to the armor, I shouldn't have turned from there. I want to read a little further. In the 16th verse of Ephesians 6, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And Paul says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Oh, praise the Lord. May we think upon that, that we speak boldly, that we sing forth his praises. May we share what we have with others. And you know, Paul here, he asks the saints to pray for him, that he would boldly speak. Well, praise the Lord, he's still speaking. He's still speaking. Are we speaking? Selah, are we speaking? Telling others of God's love and of his salvation? Are we speaking? Satan would tie our tongues and he would padlock our mouths so that we will not speak. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Philippians. Philippians, the first chapter. Philippians 1. I want to read verse 27. 1:27. "Only let your conversation," or manner of life is the meaning of this word, "be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you," Paul says, "or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit and with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Yes, Paul prayed for the saints, that this their manner of life would be right as to their testimony, and that they might adorn the gospel. They might adorn the gospel. This is speaking of consistency, of steadfastness in our walk. And this is all for all believers, pastors, teachers, elders, and all the saints in the assembly. If you had a pastor or a teacher who was not faithful, you could not be taught by him or by her. Their words would be empty, would they not? They would only amount to a fair show in the flesh. Let's go to 1 Titus, the first chapter. 1 Thessalonians, I'm sorry. I don't know what I said. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. And I'm going to start with verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples or examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is shed abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Oh, praise the Lord. Talking about our walk, our manner of life, does it back up our profession of faith? Not in word only, it says here, but by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, our life, our walk will back up our testimony. Amen? Praise the Lord. I believe this is a timely message. We live in dark days. They're going to get darker, but they're getting darker all the time. And when we think of when a lot of lights are going to be taken up, it's going to get really dark. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is speaking to our hearts strongly. We know the times. We are responsible. Praise the Lord. May we sing out the praises of God to those that are around us, those that we meet, those that we come in contact with. To whose glory? The glory of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you.